Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Chambliss moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to third for the out. Ragland moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ragland scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Bart Johnson now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Williams steals second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torres. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Torres steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ragland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torres. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Torres steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ragland bunts towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Leon reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Hermann to second, and Chambliss is out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeter moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeter scores. Melton moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Tony Muser. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. There goes May trying to get to third. Spikes throws the ball into Duffy, who relays the ball to Bell, who tags May for the out. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aaron now playing first base. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Stone pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Ken Sanders now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Leon bunts towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chambliss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Chambliss moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to home to get Chambliss. Spikes moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-4 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Hank Allen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing first base. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Tom Ragland. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-5 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer now playing second base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Leon hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Torres is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-5 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Melton steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. May moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.